11 minutes after 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you. You've got us until 5:35 tonight. And they say three's a party, and that means we officially have a party here in studio because we've got Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us. Of course, Dave's appearances weekly are brought to you by the fine folks down at Vandermark Jewelers. Mother's Day is just a few days away, so you're running out of time. Mother's Day's a very, very busy day in the jewelry business, so head on down to Vandermark Jewelers. They've got extravagant gifts, and they've got some not-so-extravagant gifts. It just depends on what you're looking for. Whatever you think that mom deserves, they've got something for just about everyone on any kind of a budget. So stop by, see Jim and Bob and the entire gang down at Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. They're located on Broad Street right across from the hospital. I mentioned it time and time again. I've never had a bad experience going down to Vandermark Jewelers. I'm no jewelry expert, but I kind of feel like one when I leave Vandermark Jewelers. It's kind of like that Holiday Inn Express effect, right?
Yeah, I would say something along those lines, sure.
It's good stuff. So if you're looking for a Mother's Day gift, make sure you at least stop by and see Jim and Bob Vandermark at Vandermark Jewelers because they've got plenty of options for you. Dave, you've been a very busy man these last few days. Election night in a newsroom is rewarding, but I'm guessing a little taxing at the same time.
It is, you know, good to be here, by the way. There's nothing quite like it. I mean, people ask me what's election like in a newsroom, and there's really just nothing like it because it's a lot of at the beginning of the day, it's a lot of talking to people, saying, hey, where are you going to be tonight? Are you going out with friends? Are you going to be at the are you going to be at the Foundry? Are you going to be go out to dinner? Are you having a watch party? And then there's a whole heck of a lot of waiting, and then you get your first results. So the photographers are out taking pictures of people at the polls and you're just kind of priming yourself. And then all of a sudden it's like first results are in within the hour, half hour sometimes, second results are in. And then it's just furious writing until deadline once the finals come in. So
got to be excruciating if you're running and you're just sitting there playing that waiting game, because we talk about sports quite a bit on the show. And we talk about how tough it can be on game day to kind of really kind of hone in on your emotions and make sure they don't kind of get out of control throughout the course of the day. But I would imagine it's the same kind of thing. Like if you're involved in an election, it's got to be tough to keep your emotions in check. I mean, you're just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And then, a lot of times you have to wait until what, 8, 9 o'clock to get any kind of a result?
Yeah. And I imagine, like you said, the candidates are humans too. So there's anxiety, there's laughter, there's nervous laughter, plenty of that. There's a lot of what we call, and I'm sure people know this phrase, a lot of hurry up and wait. And I think some people have find ways to go out and shake hands and have family members around and take their mind off. Am I going to win? Am I going to lose? When's that reporter going to call me? That kind of stuff. I've called people in the past who didn't even know that they had won, and people who have said, "Oh well, I lost this time, but it's okay," and other people who have said, "What, I lost? I couldn't lose. There must be something wrong, So there must be some sort of voter fraud here." And it runs, none of that, from last night. Everybody was very gracious. Last night that I spoke with and happy to help. And two of them were excited and two were a little let down. But you know what? They're young people, mid-30s, and they'll be back. So
made me think of that line in Robin Hood Men in Tights. I lost? I'm not supposed to lose. Remember that?
You pull out the script.
Yeah, he pulls out the script.
Take a look at the script. It says right here.
I'm not supposed to lose. Oh, yeah, that's right. He does. He gets another chance. Well, before we get going with some of the questions here, a gigantic congratulations to you and all of the others at the Chronicle-Telegram. 16 Ohio AP Awards. Just tremendous. So a hats off to you and the entire gang over there for that.
Thank you very much. It's not to be too cliche about it, but it's a team effort. And and congratulations to all my colleagues who who came away with awards, and it's good. And I think we're all doing a real good job over there. Again, not to pat ourselves too heartily on the back, but everyone, you know, we work hard, and it's nice to, you know, in any business, any, you know, in any place to get some recognition for that, especially from, you know, from your colleagues in the media. So that's very nice.
Very good stuff, and obviously very, very well deserved. All right, well, this is something you and I tackled off air a couple days ago, but things are going to get really interesting come November. Now, there are going to be three gentlemen running against Mayor Holly Brendon. Now, one we kind of knew about at the end of last week, Frank Whitfield, who will soon to be formerly of the Lorain County Urban League, but we kind of had an idea that was going to happen, just had to file all the appropriate paperwork, but two others have thrown their names in the hat. So what do we know about these three gentlemen that will be running against Mayor Holly Brendon in November?
Well, obviously, as you said, you know, Frank Whitfield, the outgoing president and CEO of Lorain County Urban League, was early into the process. We also have former Illyria Mayor Bill Grace, who stepped in. I spoke with him on Monday as he filed his signatures, and he basically said, hey, you know, a lot of people encouraged me to run. I care deeply about Illyria, and I got enough support that and put myself on the ballot. And he said, you know, and I asked him, I said, well, you were a Democrat. And he said, yeah, well, you know, partisanship doesn't enter so much into politics, especially in Illyria. You know, I'm sure there have been times in the past before I was here that it did. But he said the issues are more important, you know, than the letter after your name, basically. Clifton Oliver, very much the same thing. An independent who, you know, who had not announced, but for the past 2 years has been telling people, well, I'm going to run. I spoke with him after city council on Monday, and he and I had a good conversation, and he said, look, you know, I think there are some things that are wrong with the city, and I'd like to be around to fix them. And you know, I'm a businessman, so I know how to run a business, and he's an investor, and a fixture at city council meetings. He's been at many of the same ones as myself. So he's fully you know, fully engaged in running, and then you know, you basically have three independent candidates against an incumbent Democrat. It's going to be an interesting campaign season, and Mayor Brenda was the first to say, hey, I relish the challenge. I asked her about you know, having three people running against her, and she said, look, it's important that the citizens get to choose who they want to be mayor. That's part of the process. And she says, I welcome, you know, the upcoming campaign season. So, you know, put your put your gloves on and let's see how it goes.
Now, you mentioned you spoke with Bill Grace. Did he seem like he was kind of excited to get back into the mayoral race again, as somebody who's already kind of been through this and all?
Yeah, I think I would say he seemed pretty excited to get back into the, you know, into public life like sure. That. Last time he served in kind of a public capacity, he's been working in private industry for a couple of years now. But he was briefly interim director of Main Street Illyria, almost immediately after you know, after his last run in 2015 when Mayor Brenda you know, defeated him as a Democratic primary challenger. You know, and Bill, I think, has a lot of name recognition. Whether or not that's important to the voters, I'll let them decide. But a lot of people probably remember his years in office. I believe it was from, I don't want to mess that up, but I want to say 1999 to 2009. Forgive me if I'm wrong. But he seemed pretty excited to get back into things, and I think he's got the energy to do that. And he knows the operations, and he knows the people, and we'll see how it goes.
And he say why now kind of seemed like that right time? He just kind of encouraged folks?
Yeah, there were people encouraging him. I think was one of the main takeaways I had from our interview. And he just said, you know, look, there's a lot of things that, sure, you know, I want to help Illyria along. And so for a guy who's been in public service, I think a lot of public servants, whether you believe them or not, and you know, it's not for me to say, I'm the reporter. You know, whether you believe it or not, I think a lot of people enter into politics or return to politics or, you know, wanting to serve the public. So that's how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to have people who want to be in there for that reason and not because they're trying to make money. I mean, that kind of thing. And again, not saying anything bad about anybody, but you have to want to do it.
Sure.
You mentioned the years he served as mayor, 1999 to 2011.
So, okay, 2011. Yeah, so, 99 to 2011.
Gotcha. So you were right on part. You were right on target there.
I was pretty close. There were a lot of numbers in that story. So.
Well, and I mean, you're detailing three individuals who, I mean, I think for a lot of folks, people are just now beginning to learn a little bit about. You mentioned Grace kind of has the name recognition.
Sure.
And that's not to say that, you know, Clifton Oliver and Frank Whitfield haven't been out there in the open. They certainly have, but I think we're beginning to learn at least a little bit more about these guys. And I'm sure that'll certainly pick up and it'll get into high gear over the summertime and especially the early stages of the fall. But, you know, when do you think that really officially kicks into high gear? Because I thought it was interesting. You were talking about Grace, how he mentioned, look, I've heard a lot more encouragement with people really kind of telling me I need to run again. And, you know, you think about that guy's run as mayor from 1999 to 2011. That's a long time to be in office. Some just end up getting burned out and say, you know what, I don't want to go back to that lifestyle again. Some can't get enough of it. And they want to get back in the race again because they love the action. But what are some of the things you expect to hear from some of those who have really encouraged him to get back in that race?
Well, you know, that was something that I also spoke with Bill about. And I said, is there any one issue? And I asked the same question of all three gentlemen of Frank and Frank Whitfield and Clifton Oliver and Bill Grace. I said, is there any one issue, you know, that you think that really is that you would run on as a platformer this early? I mean, it was just the filing deadline. And you know, I didn't include their answers in the story, you know, because I was already dealing with a wealth of information, but I think jobs and transportation are going to be two big ones. And I think that those are issues that a lot of Illyrians care about. You know, are there going to be more jobs? You know, are we going to see more businesses coming to town and everything? You know, I don't know much about, I only know what I have read, what little I've read, about Mr. Grace's, tenure as mayor, you know, long before I got here out here to Lorain County, or had ever even visited Elyria. So I don't know, he said he was still kind of coming up with the ideas, that he wanted to run on, the things that he wanted to focus on. I think Frank Whitfield was very, very clear, you know, jobs. I mean, jobs are the answer. You know, and getting better jobs that Illyrians can have, that Illyrians can get and keep, you know, and take care of their families and take care of their children and, you know, and be healthy and wealthy and successful. Clifton Oliver, I think is the same thing, you know. He basically said, you know, he sees a lot of things that he doesn't like. And I think that's another one of those, one of those motives for people running is that they see something they don't like and they want to see it fixed. So when platforms are all set out and figured out, and when we end up having a mayoral debate, we'll see what they have to say. And I'll be on top of that. I also talked to another candidate for another council, you know, for another council seat who basically said, I'm not really going to ramp up my campaign, you know, for another month or so, maybe 2 months. You know, people do tend to get a little election weary immediately after. Give them a little time to kind of say, okay, what's the field look like? And then, you know, that's why we don't have the general right the day after the primary. So I think that it will be a little more, I feel like it'll be a little more subdued, you know, but who can say? I mean, I work in a job where I don't always know what I'm going to do the next day. when I come in, there might be some new big news story, that pops up. So, I don't know what I can tell. I'm a terrible futurist. you know, I deal more often in the now and what I'm going to say in tomorrow's paper. But I don't want to make any predictions. Because quite frankly, I just don't have all the information.
Understood. Understood. Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's part of our local beat. Thanks to Vandermart Jewelers, All right, another construction project on the way. It was approved just a few days ago. A 48-unit cluster housing development. What are the details? Where exactly is this going in, and was it met with any opposition?
So this is a project of Thailand LLC and Delios Construction that was given a go-ahead to start construction over at a plot of land behind the old Eastgate School at South Logan Street and Cornell Avenue. And again, 48 units. There should be six buildings with 6 to 8 units in them. That's at least what we were given at this point. So there should be, six buildings with 8 units, if you're talking about 48. 4,800 square feet of living space per building. Residents will have 2-car garages. And you're looking at owner-occupied, not rentals, somewhere between $149,000 and $159,000, according to Bob Yost of Delios Construction. So there was some brief opposition to the plan. One city resident stood up, Teresa Shea stood up, and said there were too many units. Also regretted losing the trees on that site, which was a wooded lot for some time. Traffic on Cornell Avenue was also a concern. Cornell Avenue is a bit torn up, and that's for another discussion for another time, since we've already spoken about what streets are getting done. Bob Yost said, Cornell Avenue needs work, but we didn't cause any damage. It was kind of there when we got there, and city officials were pretty much saying, that's another street that needs to get done. But that's the basics for right now, and until they start moving earth. That's what we know.
I like that. Till they start moving earth. Well done, sir. Well, this next topic doesn't exactly involve moving earth, although I'm sure if you deal more specifically with it, it might feel like you're kind of moving earth. But high grass complaint season was something you also wrote about in the second half of this very same article detailing, what you witnessed in city council on Monday night. But high grass complaint season, of course, is upon us, because it rains for about, 4 or 5 straight days, and we get sunshine for 2 around these parts, it seems like. But I would imagine Safety Services had a lot of fun with high grass complaint season so far.
Yeah, and so far, Assistant Safety Service Director Kevin Brubaker was basically saying that we're starting the season where the city starts to get a lot of calls from residents about my neighbor didn't mow their grass, or the grass is too high across the street, or the vacant lot next to me is too high. And citizens will get a 5-day I don't know how you want to say it, basically 5 days notice, like, get it cut, hire somebody to cut it. On the 6th day, the crew will go out, and there will be 2 crews cycling through the city, as the city does have 343 vacant lots.
Wow. Jeez.
That it is responsible for mowing, either because a house is burned down or it's been demolished, or it's just a vacant lot that nobody else is responsible for. Mow your grass. I mean, if throw a couple bucks to the kid next door when they walk over with the lawnmower, the city workers will check back on that 6th day and to see if it's been done. And if the city has to do it, then you're going to end up with the bill. So there are people out there too. And, I always try to encourage people who call up and say, hey, my neighbor's grass is too high, because I get the complaints too. I say, well, are they able-bodied? Are they elderly? Are they away, for whatever reason? Have they been recently hospitalized? That kind of thing. Be good neighbors. Go over and, if you have an understanding, or if you go over and say, hey, can you do this? Would you mind if I did it? Obviously get permission first, because we don't want any, we don't want any, neighbor on neighbor violence.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
Old man O'Brien, get off my lawn. we don't want any of that, obviously. But just be good, it's the old Jerry Springer, it's Jerry Springer, right? Be good to each other. I think he was the one that said that. I'm not sure.
Sure. I'm sure once in a while during his, what was his thing?
Somebody says
show?
Be good to each other.
So. Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with Springer for now, right?
Sure.
All right. Well, we can spring from that into some scanner stories, my friend. Well, it seems like there's never a shortage of these. From one week to the next, you always seem to have a way of finding some gems. What do you have for us this week?
Well, I'll give you one today. There was a gentleman on an Illyria street And you'll have to forgive me for not recalling what the name it was, but there was a parking complaint because the gentleman was putting out cinder blocks to mark off his parking space on a public street. You can't do that.
That's creative.
Creative, yeah. And you know, and somebody else reminded me that in some other cities, I believe Chicago and Boston in particular are known for this, where there's stories about this have been done in the past where they say, well, it's the chair rule, where if you stick a chair in the parking space, nobody's allowed to move it. If you move somebody else's chair that's taking their particular spot, that is a breach of etiquette. but no, you can't
do.
You can't save spots on public streets. You know, private property. It's another, you know, issue if you're paying for it, if it's a part of your homeowners association fees or, you know, or that kind of thing. You know, that's maybe another issue. But please don't put cinder blocks in the middle of the road, because number one, that's a safety hazard. Number two, you can't lean down, lick your thumb, and wipe the space and say mine.
Right. It's kind of like calling your seat at the dinner table, right? Or calling your seat at the movie theater.
Calling shotgun. Seat check is a viable rule. You can seat check.
Seat check. That's right. Yeah. So parking, check. Yeah, parking check, right? That's
there
what
you
should be called.
Yes, but please don't do that.
Nice. Especially with cinder blocks.
Yes. All right. Well, I know you've got plenty of others. We're going to save those for next week, my friend. You've always got a ton that are always a lot of fun to discuss. So, as always, we appreciate the time. I know you guys were crazy busy last night with all your election coverage, which is, again, fantastic. And the Chronicle today,
thank
we
you.
Enjoyed
thank
reading
you.
It. So we look forward to doing this again next week, my friend.
Look forward to doing it, too. And I will remind you that if you said three's a party, there were three Beastie Boys.
That's right.
That's right.
So
yeah.
maybe next time you'll give us a little Sabotage, which happens to be my favorite tune by that particular
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a great
group,
song.
So.
That's a great song. Love Sabotage. All right, good stuff. Dave, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. And next week we will do this all over again. Dave
Sounds
O'Brien
good.
With the Chronicle Telegram joining us on our local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers.